Diego is a 4-year-old student in a pre-K education classroom. He has communication deficits and can only communicate in one-syllable words. The teacher is reporting he's aggressive in the classroom and that he won't sit still during circle time as her main concerns. Let's go through each of the PTR steps as if Diego was our client. Step 1, building a team. Diego's team will consist of his mother, his teacher, teacher's aide, the principal, and a behavior analyst. The team meets and discusses some of the problems occurring in the classroom and seem to agree about their roles. And the PTR process was explained to everyone on the team. Step 2, goal setting. During goal setting, the team decided 3 goals they wanted for Diego. These included sitting on his mat during circle time, using words to access preferred items in the classroom, and following directions. The team also decided upon target behaviors which were of most concern to Diego. These were aggression, non-compliance, and elopement during an activity. These were all operationally defined, and the teacher was given a behavior rating scale to rate each of these behaviors on a daily basis. And the teacher started collecting data now to obtain baseline data. Step 3, PTR assessment. A functional behavior assessment was completed by each team member to determine the function of Diego's problem behavior. Then, the team met to discuss and come to a consensus regarding the antecedents, consequences, and function of the behavior. For Diego, the team felt his behavior occurred most often when he was asked to participate in group activities, such as circle time, and when he was denied access to a preferred item, escape from a demand, and access to tangible. Step 4, intervention development. The team decides to prevent Diego's problem behavior by using a schedule board, so Diego would know when circle time would be on the schedule, and also by using a timer, so Diego could see how much time was left before he would need to sit for circle time. The timer was also used for when it was Diego's turn to have a toy, and when he needed to share a toy with a friend to help prevent aggression. For teach strategies, Diego will be taught appropriate ways to ask for an item from another child, and how to ask for a break, through sign, from a non-preferred activity such as circle time. Reinforcement will occur initially on a high schedule for when Diego asks for a break, by allowing him a brief escape from the activity, and for when he requests a preferred item appropriately, through tapping another student and signing, "Toy please," and providing him access to that item with praise. He will also receive a token to put on a token board for every 5 minutes that he sits on his square during circle time, and for every hour that he goes without engaging in aggression towards peers. He can then trade in his tokens at the end of the day for preferred items. Step 5. The team decides that the teacher and teacher's aides will implement these procedures in the classroom. The teacher continues to collect data on the behavior rating scale data sheet. The behavior analyst also collects data on the frequency of Diego's appropriate and inappropriate behaviors and will graph and analyze the data and present it at the next meeting to make treatment decisions. The data from the teacher and behavior analyst will be compared and discussed at the next meeting.